neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
This month actually was Haramat Mishkan. That's why from tomorrow morning we start the portion of that is related to Korbanot of Nesi'im, that the head of tribes brought sacrifices. So now we see in Parashat Perudei, it mentions that Moshe Baruch Shalom erected the Mishkan, Mayaramit HaMishkan. So the story was that when Am Yisrael, they put the Mishkan almost there together and they prepared all the vessels of the Mishkan, they noticed that they're not able to erect it, to lift it up. So now we see that Moshe Baruch Shalom was told, you know, just hold on to it, and then I will lift it up, I will erect. So the question that is asked in Arab, Nisim Alpert. Zatzal brings an interesting insight. Halav asks, till now they were given such a knowledge, capability to be able to come up with such a great craftsmanship. So now the rest, so what's the big deal? So Hashem will give him the wisdom to be able to erect it. So what's the big deal? How come the conclusion has to take in a very over nature procedure? And that was that Moshe Baruch Shalom pretended that he's going to lift it up. And then Hashem erected the Mishkan automatically. So they could do it themselves. Same as they received the knowledge, they prepared all the utensils, so the rest could be taking place. So Arav says a very beautiful thing. First of all, this was actually a part of reward to Moshe Baruch Shalom, because he was not really involved with the construction of the Mishkan. So Hashem, this will give him a reward. So now, here, we see actually the way it is listed in a portion of how the Mishkan was erected. Actually, the list is from top to the bottom. That means the cover and then the bottom. So that means it was not erected from bottom to the top, it was erected from top to the bottom. So that's very interesting. So what does it mean? So that means that the Mishkan had to be erected in a very unique way. And that is, it's not that it connects from the earth to heaven, but it connects from heaven to the earth. So that's why the rest of the task was not being able to be accomplished by human being. So Hashem had to make it happen above the nature. Why? Because it comes from Shamayim and then it will be erected. So what does it mean? So many times we wonder why such a thing should happen.
Well, what is this all about? You know,
I don't understand it. Why I have to go through this? Why such a thing should happen? Why it has to happen right now? Couldn't be any better time to happen? Here and there, they have no control over these matters. Because when is decreed from the top, so then it has to be erected. That's how it takes place. But why? That's not true. And that's why here, it's a very powerful message that to build a Mishkan you can, but to erect it is not up to you. That has to take from the top. So that's why, whatever they did, that it was an unbelievable thing to be able to come up with it. That was the end of it. The rest has to take place by Ribono Shel Olam from Shamayim. And this is such a powerful message that many times we feel, you know, whatever we did, maybe it went to waste of the Shalom. But that's not true, because Ribono Shel Olam only expects us to do whatever that is empowered to do. But the outcome, it's only and only takes place by Ribono Shel Olam, Yishtabach Shmo Olam. And he expects us. No matter what, we have to go on, no matter what has happened, no matter what has taken place. We cannot quit. There's no way. We cannot stop. You have to go on and continue. And then you see how it's gonna stand up. And not only that, when we go on, and Chas v'Shalom, we're not disappointed, we don't lose hope, as it mentions in Tosafot Hoshaya, these Atzei Shittim Omdim. What does Omdim mean? Of course they stand. What do you mean Omdim? That means, even till today, the Mishkan is Ganuz, is underground for us to witness this very soon. It's going to erect, and we see what they went through, what they built. That's why it says, Asay Shittim Omdim. It stands, it still stands. Why? Because they brought out the potential that it was hidden. And that's why they keep repeating, Kol Chachmat Lev, Kol Chachmat Lev. Because they knew as long as they have the will to do it, it's going to come about.
So how did they erect it?
They erected the Mishkan was the miraculous thing that took place. That Hashem God told Moshe, just hold it and then erect it for you. And that's how it is. That applies to any aspects of our life. Family, business, all he expects from us to hold it and believe that it's gonna lift it up. And that's what happens. And we have to ma'amid emunah shelema, no matter that has taken place, there is a hope that you're elected again. And she said, you know, it's called Chodesh Nisim Nifal, that we might be going through. And I've been high palach, it's a very beautiful thing. You know, when you light a candle, at the beginning, it's very hard to light it. It hesitates to light. But when you light it, and you turn it off, and you light it back again, right away, it lights. So Harav says, this Chodesh is already been lit up, because it's Chodesh Geulah. So now this Chodesh, that means the Geulah is going to come. Why? Because we have the experience that we were redeemed in this month. We were saved in this month. And this month has a potential, just like a candle that's only been lit up, with the one spark, the one step forward, is that a shame? You see the Geulah Shelema, the Kol Am Yisrael, and we give it some. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.